So you can turn around in this little two-lane road, narrow road, And I thought, I'm going to wait here for a little while. You know, all these thoughts go through pretty fast in your brain. And I thought, I'm going to wait here for a little while. I looked, and I never saw the car again. And I thought, what? I put my car in and drive, and I got up to the top of the hill. There's one big long stretch. I never saw the car again. I was talking to my sister this morning, and she said, the same thing happened to her before she got married. So it was probably just several years just before that. You know, angels are there. We are told in the Bible that angels are there to help us. When Jesus comes and we can see our angels, they're going to tell us about times they have saved us and done things for us, and that's going to be amazing. I have one more thing that I do want to tell you, though, because I have people ask me about it. Cal, my husband, had a heart attack in the middle of May, and he passed away on June 1. I got a text from someone that's not here today, but sometimes shows up at the church, and they texted me and said, I'm so sorry God didn't answer your prayer to heal Cal. And I thought, well, I wrote back and I said, God did answer our prayer, because when Cal, the middle of May, when he had his heart attack, they took him into surgery. He was in 4 hours. He died during that surgery for 45 minutes. His heart was not beating. They had the oxygen going. They kept operating. They even took me in. They didn't tell me why and took me back out. And then later, when I was talking to one of the nurses, she told me that he had died on the table for 45 minutes. They had been trying to use the CPR, the machine, and it wasn't working. They used the AED. Second time, his heart started beating. They came in Rocky and Christine were here at Rocky Jail. And they just happened to come for a couple of weeks to see us. And they were here at the time, and I called Rocky, and he met me at the hospital, so he was there with me. They were doing surgery, and he had died. When they hit him with the AED, his heartbeat started again. And they came in, and they told me his heartbeat is regular, and he is breathing on his own. Now, after that, he lived 3 weeks. We were able to have all of the kids come. That was a blessing. We have 3 kids between us. They were all here, and we all got together, and it was like, all the kids are here, 2 of the grandkids are here, and the only one that's missing is Cal. He would have loved that. He would have loved that. But God answers our prayers, and we have the promise that at the resurrection, I'm going to see him again. I'm going to see him again. And there are needs that you guys have that you have lost, and you're going to see them again in the resurrection. We need to be ready. We need to be ready. It's quite the short. I can't tell you what. I'm not giving you any time schedule. The time is short, and we need to be ready, and we need to be telling our families and friends. There are people we need to be praying for. But I just wanted to tell you, God does answer our prayers, and He does send angels. He does send angels. And if you ever question whether God's answering your prayers, pray the prayer of Jabez. It's found in 1 Corinthians 4:10, I think. Jabez prayed, Lord, bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory, meaning I need to know more people to tell about you. And hold me in the palm of your hand, and don't let anyone hurt me today. And then it says, and God answered his prayer. So we need to remember, if you aren't getting answers to prayer, pray the prayer of Jabez. He will answer your prayers, and you're going to start seeing things happening in your life. But pray, bless me indeed. That means there are lots of blessings you have for me. Let's claim them. God wants us to ask. And there are times when you need to have more than one angel. Pray, everybody has more than angel. Pray for legions of angels from heaven. There are angels there nobody's asking for. Pray for them. I'm teaching my kids now to pray for legions of angels. Pray for them when you're tired, when you're sad, when you're happy. Pray for legions of angels. Thank you so much. Second, by
over tank and things like that, all of them treat the bandit brothers. And they attack them, they kill them, and they take them to prison, and possibly bring them all in trouble. And they continue to treat them kindly as they did anything. Now, verses 44 to 15, see the commencement of punishment. And when they were good, and when they were gone out of the city, and not far off, Joseph said unto his steward, follow after the men, and when thou shalt overtake them, say unto them, therefore have ye rewarded more than them? Is not this good, and this my lord Jacob, and yours by my hand, whereby indeed ye keep the limit? Ye have done evil in doing so. And he overtook them, and spake unto them the same words. And they said unto him, wherefore shalt thou, my lord, these words? God forgive thou this thy servants to do this according to his saying. After the brothers had gone for a while, Joseph sent his servant and said to them, and said to them, all the things he said unto them. They responded by reminding them that they, and when they found the money, and the very fact the first time was returned it. Why would he come to steal after serving himself and make the first time? And he put himself in a noble but awkward position now and convert the person. If the cup be found in any eye of the brother's own self, that brother shall be put to death and arrested. And the rest will become a fool of prayer, and that will be good confidence, but that is good. But the steward said, no, only the one who stole the cup into his clothes, and the rest will go free in the other hand. So the steward searched the price from the eldest to the youngest one to him. And there the cup was settled, and the fact was given to all his gentlemen. The brothers had been talking in their confidence that no tent was found in their possession. By the time the steward brought the bank in the past, they were probably already repacking and using the bank after they began to read. But the coffee attitude turned from immediately to declare, and the quarter check and learning how to bring them to the bank. Genesis 24:13 says, the brothers tore their clothes and ate in the morning. As they prepared to return to each other's own territory, and the life of the Lord was in the land. And this is as 34 years in Joseph's soul has been saying whether the brothers are going to stand apart from Benjamin and blame him, or whether they would stand with him as one family. And Benjamin was given a 5-person decree that the banquet was to have been asked in a few feelings. The Spirit has said that God is a guilty party who can set free to return to him. And so it's a perfect opportunity for them to cut and run and repent and to go through the ground. This is only to find out if their gospel character has changed. But if you end up on them, after the very thing, you can do the same thing to return to them. Let us explain the good word to the Lord. What deed is this that you have done? Do you not know that such a man as I could certainly practice divination with concern? Now flow to the confession, verses 16 and 34. Judas spoke up and said what Joseph wanted to hear. Here we are, my Lord's slave. Jesus, we, both we and he, in the temple found on verse 16. Brothers were not abandoning Benjamin, they were going to stand together and share his cares and his punishment. The brothers knew that Joseph and his crew had played a trick on them, more than when they ended up in his house. And you can either believe that is what has happened this time as well. Peter doesn't know that he took the mirror of Joseph, so he believes that somehow God is using the mirror to carry with them. Bring them to confess their guilt of what has fallen into slavery in the past. But there were several different counters just for private discussions for the California Medical Association to be organized. And I learned in my life around the field that nothing would be as much attitude towards children as the mother was an attitude towards the whole community. Jesus is the way to Christ. Jesus said it this way, and as much as he's done it, and at least the least he's done it, he can continue to make it to the present. A person who is not ever present is a person not present the whole world of God. Because the fruit of the Spirit is all about others, not present, and it's not present, and it's not present. And thirdly, the word of Jude on verse 16 is spoken about the immediate situation. So you can look and talk about here and all the change that has been to you. Jude acknowledges that God is the one who is at work in the world. God brought these things because God is the one by whom those things need to be created. This moment, because Jesus says to Romans chapter 3:5, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourself, because this is what you hear, watch it now. For God has sent me before you to prepare a garden. God did. In the chapter 15, verses 19 and 20, Jesus has died. And once again, the Lord has declared that Jacob is returning and Jacob speaks to comfort to Israel. Jesus says to them, The lesson that Jacob had learned in his life, in the camp, in the prison, God had a butler and went to the palace. You know what that lesson Jacob had learned? He learned that he had it all. God is at work in the human. And he had to take time to assess the circumstances and people like that God took his job for him. And God wanted to come and Jacob wanted to find out that my brothers are going to understand that God is going to show up in their lives here. And Jacob realized that they were seeing God working in their lives too. We will see in future sermons that Jacob truly acknowledged that God was the one who was at work in all these matters, including that the brothers found him to pleasure and use him. We will tell the brothers that what they meant for evil was only God and what for good. The brothers would finally know that their family might be saved from hell and their souls from sin. And there are two lessons for the brothers of Joseph and the brothers. I'm the company who was charging the very bottom rate. This dinner was probably 120-140 feet tall. And I love mine for stags. So stags are real high for this. We couldn't work on the stag. So sometimes they got tough. And unfortunately, we were using them for walking out of town because it wasn't a little steep ground. And this day was probably in the greenhouse 4 foot on the snow. The boulder has run down the mountain many, many years before. That's where it stopped. It stopped up right on the kind of side of the tree. It was a thick base in which you can still cut it when you follow the tree. I cut my tree all the way around. It was folded in the way. I cut the other part. I go to the other side. I'm going to go to the next one.